Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C.
This half hour is presented by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on News Radio. I am very grateful to welcome my next guest. This is Amber Southard and Commander Quinata of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Always so happy to see you back and appreciate your time in this busy season. I know like the law rests never, but especially this time of year. So grateful. How are things?
Good. I feel like we should give you like a prize for saying our difficult last names correctly. Like,
I appreciate the coaching. I am grateful for the coaching. And, you know, I'm always like, okay, I want to get this right. Definitely. But no, I'm so glad that y'all are here because every time I just take so many notes every time Amber's here with whomever she brings.
Yes.
And last time after we talked, I can't tell you how many times I click my car keys to hear the honk to make sure it is locked.
Yep. Yes. And that's why we're here today. You know, last time we touched on that, the last time the commander and I were here, we touched on that a little bit. You know, we were going over more of the holiday safety tips, what to do, what not to do during the holidays to make sure things like your personal information don't get out or your gifts actually make it to where they need to go and not stolen off your porch or anything. This time around, we wanted to come on because we have seen an actual string of car burglaries this month throughout Escambia County, not just in one area, but throughout Escambia County. And most of the, well, all of them have been unlocked.
Yes.
And so...
no way!
And we get it.
You specifically told people to lock their cars.
I know.
And like we said last time, we get it. We're in a busy season right now. It's the holidays. People are, you know, you're on your phone. You've got your kids in the background, you know, in the car. You're trying to get them out of car seats. Life happens, and you forget to do it. Everybody's guilty of it. Everybody's done it at one point. It's just... sometimes you get lucky and nobody comes pulling on those door handles at night and you realize the next day like, oh shoot, I forgot to do that, and everything's good. And sometimes you don't get that. Somebody's come through your neighborhood pulling on these car door handles. It's called car hopping. And they find that it's unlocked and you're calling us to make a report. And maybe those Christmas gifts you had in there, you know, hiding are stolen or any other important items. So the commander and I were talking and I was like, it's a great thing. Let's get on here and push that.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So, Commander, what is it? Is that what you're seeing, this car hopping? There's just been an increase in the reports you're seeing come through?
Oh, yes. And normally it's during the summertime, Christmas break, the time when the kids are out of school, out making trouble, car hopping, pulling door handles. And I know it's surprising. It really shouldn't come as a surprise anymore that these doors are unlocked and they're taking whatever they want. Worst thing that could be taken, which they are, because they're searching for guns. They're taking guns because not only are they leaving the cars unlocked, but they're leaving their firearms in there.
And, you know, the last time we spoke, that had not even crossed my mind. The idea about hiding gifts in the car, I heard your voice in my head, Amber, because I had bought a couple gifts. I was like, well, my closet is already overflowing, so I'll just leave them in here. I'm like, no. That's not a wise choice, but firearms is not something that had occurred to me until the last time we spoke on it. And so it's just, you know, one of those extra, like, above and beyond. You might think you're well-trained. Maybe your kids know the rules, but if someone out of the blue just comes along, not the case.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like the commander said, it is firearms that we're really scared about getting into the wrong hands, and they do. A lot of times these are convicted felons who cannot own a firearm legally, or, you know, they're too young, or, you know, there's just a lot of things where they cannot purchase it legally. So then they look for yours to take, and it's out there for them to get. And then we can turn around and see them used in crimes later on. And we just don't want that.
Yeah.
No. I mean, 2020 has been rough enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. They don't, because it has happened. Christmas gifts have been stolen out of cars, and it's unfortunate. When these officers go out there to take the reports, you know, we feel empathy and we sympathize with them, but you left your door unlocked.
Right. At the end of the day, that's just what happened. Can't, you know, there's not a lot you can do at that point other than maybe hope that Yeah. It's a hard earned lesson. I know last time y'all were here, yeah, I told you, like, I have learned this lesson myself lately. Yes. And it really does. It just, you know, causes you to stop, mm-hmm, and think. But like you said, Amber, we get busy, yeah, and yeah, life goes on. And so it's one of those things. I'm like, there's got to be some kind of little song or something where, like, you know how to wash your hands long enough. Right. Like, what's the mnemonic to help you remember? Like,
make it a routine. I mean, yeah, anything out of habit, just make it a routine. For me, I have a whole routine when I get out of the car, and I've done it so much so often that if I don't, it feels weird. You know, and I drive myself a lot. So when I'm a passenger, it feels weird not to lock it. Yeah. And I've also made it happen. I annoy my husband. I know. He gets so annoyed with me. But as soon as we get out of the car, you know, we've got to get the baby out and get the stroller. You know, there's so much that goes along with just exiting a vehicle for us these days that as soon as we go to walk off, I'm like, is the doors locked? Did you lock the doors? And he's always like, yes, I locked them, but I'll do it again so you can hear the horn go off.
That's
so
right.
You feel
I need
good
to hear
about
the horn.
It.
Yes. Yes. So what is your step-by-step, Amber? What do you typically have happening when you're exiting?
So I'm paranoid about it. So not only do I make sure my car keys are in my hand when I pull them out of the ignition, I stare at them, I make note. I don't go ahead and put them in my purse because I don't want to lock them in my car on an accident, because that could happen. So I make note that they're in my hands. I then lock the door from the inside of the car. So I press it twice until I hear it lock. And then when I get out of the car, I wait till I get all the way to my front door and I turn around and lock it again to hear the horn. And I know that's probably a little much, but that's what I do to make sure. And I'm even though my brother and husband make fun of me, at night before we go to bed, I will stand at the front door and take all the car keys for the vehicles in the driveway and lock them again to hear it.
You're gonna start playing little songs.
Well, and as a matter of fact, you know, people think, oh, I live in a gated community, this can't happen, or this or that. And we just posted on our Facebook page, Huntington Creek, they're a gated community, and it happened. So we had just a few months back in my neighborhood, and people are like, oh, it's not, never will happen here, never will happen to us. And in my neighborhood, we caught on our own home surveillance people coming into our own driveway and pulling door handles. So because I'm paranoid about it, they got nothing from us. All the vehicles in our driveway were definitely locked. However, some of our neighbors weren't as fortunate. Our video wasn't that great, but we did get them, and they walked right on in and pulled on door handles and went off to the next home to figure it out. And they're doing that because they're not necessarily breaking them all the time. It's because they don't want to make noise, right?
Correct. They're looking for an opportunity. Yeah. They're not necessarily breaking windows, but that does bring up a good point, yeah, because we had talked about not leaving things visible in the car before, and that still, yeah, remains the same. You can't leave something lying out because that's more tempting to bust the window out. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about, I hate to say organized groups, but it is car hopping. They're just looking for an opportunity. And typically what we have seen over the past couple of years with these groups is four or five individuals walking on each side of the street with a car following close behind. Mm-hmm. It's not just firearms and property being stolen, but, mm-hmm, you know, you might leave an extra car key to your other car inside the glove box. They take it. And what we've seen is a week later, they'll come back and get the car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's almost car. Like they're scoping out and planning ahead, like, yes, maybe coming back. This is a place there. This person is in the habit of leaving their car unlocked or the keys in the car.
Yes. They'll come back, grab that car. Now you got a stolen vehicle, and they'll use that stolen vehicle to go to another gated community or neighborhood and, mm-hmm, use that one to avoid detection by law enforcement because they can run in it. It's not their car. They're not worried about crashing it up or anything.
Mm.
So that's the circle.
They commit felonies in those cars, yes, and ditch them wherever, and then you've got to deal with insurance and it's a nightmare for the victims. It really is.
Yeah. Oh, I just can't even imagine. And I'm thinking, like, my car has, like, stickers all over it. Like, it's very obvious. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone else saw my car and they thought I was the one going stealing things, mm-hmm, or sneaking around, mm-hmm, a neighborhood, yeah, that's just, I mean, it's such a violation anyway. And then now someone taking your actual vehicle. But you brought up, Amber, about your home surveillance. And so, mm-hmm, like, we have a Ring. I know there's Blink, mm-hmm, and there's tons, yeah, of them now. Is that helpful? Like, when someone says, okay, I think someone, mm-hmm, got into my car, but I have this video footage. I mean, I imagine that must be helpful.
Oh, it is. Yeah. 100% helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, even if you're not the victim, if it's your neighbor who has video, mm-hmm. we will, patrol officers, investigators will show up, either leave a card or a door hanger on the door mm-hmm. asking, hey, can you contact the sheriff's office? There was burglaries in the area, and review your video mm-hmm. surveillance. It's, you know, technology has made it so easy. Now all they got to do is just email it to us. Yeah.
Right, you don't have to go anywhere. Yeah. You don't have to leave your house.
It's wonderful. I mean, if you look at our Facebook page right now, there was a neighborhood in Beulah, that gated community, that was hit a few nights ago. Several unlocked cars were burglarized. That was due to home surveillance. Now we've got that video up on our Facebook page, and hopefully somebody, if you guys are listening right now, please go to our Facebook page, Official ECSO. Take a look at that video. If you recognize any of them, you can and have a good tip on their lead, call Crime Stoppers 433-STOP. You could earn a reward up to $3,000. Or, you know, you don't want to go that route, call us at the ECSO 436-9620. And we'd be happy to get an investigator out to kind of talk to you or on the phone with you and hopefully, you know, get these people arrested and maybe some of these items returned. Mm.
Yes. So that's it. So make sure that you are sharing and checking, because I know y'all are so great on your social media and being able to say, like, here's who we're looking for, like, help us help you.
Well, speaking of that, we started, we've got a guest with us. If you're watching live on Facebook right now, our elf, Deputy Leo, is sitting here with us, and we've been putting him out on our social media, and we started this thing 12 days to Christmas, basically, but it's 12 safety tips, and the one we put out last night actually had to do with locking your doors, and that was the big one that we posted. We make a big graphic with the Grinch, and Deputy Leo himself, his post last night was him reminding people to lock their car doors. You might have noticed the billboards around town. We've changed them to a Christmas theme, lock your doors. So we're just really, really pushing lock your doors out there. And, you know, we can say it over and over again, but it really comes down to you making that routine, that habit, to get, you know, used to it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking now about, you know, the surveillance cameras, Ring, things like that, mm-hmm. is sort of like aftermarket, like what mm-hmm. you put on your home. Are there things like that for your car? Like, I know, like, LoJack or something like that makes it easy to trace if your car gets stolen. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any, like, had success stories where, like, oh, someone modified their vehicle to make it more difficult? Mm-hmm. Are there any, like, cool gadgets out there that... I'm thinking James Bond style, but maybe something the rest of us
not
could use.
Not necessarily. OnStar is very cooperative with us. They help us out a lot of times, but the bad guys are hip to that. They know that. So if they look up and see that there's OnStar, there have been cases where they don't mm-hmm. take it because they know it can get shut down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So they'll maybe just pick and choose then and be like, this is not worth it.
But mm-hmm. there are the aftermarkets, as you said, the LoJacks, the GPS. There are a couple car companies mm-hmm. out here in car lots that use them, and we use them to our advantage, especially in other types of cases, not just vehicle burglaries and stolen vehicle, you know, reports and things like that.
That's good. That's good to know. It might be, you know, just one more thing you can do to protect yourself, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And any kind of steps you can make, you know, Commander made a good point about people keeping the spare keys to the other vehicle in the car that's unlocked, and they get that. But also your garage door openers. I don't think people think about that. You've got that in your car, and now they could take that and come back later and have access to inside your home, yes. at least inside to your garage while you're gone. So think about that too. You know, make it difficult on them. Don't keep anything in plain sight. Don't have it laying there in the open. Don't leave your laptop laying there, or guns in the car, or money. I know people just think, oh, it's a change holder, but they'll break in to get the change too.
Yes.
So think about that as well. Don't leave electronics, anything in visible sight. Really just make your car as bare as possible and lock the doors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's good motivation for me to, like, keep the car clean. Mm-hmm. Like, just don't put
anything
in there.
Which is so hard to do. I know. It's easier said than done.
Way easier said than done.
Yeah, we can take all the precautions we want, and those are, you know, all good points. But let's say you are unfortunate to be a victim of a vehicle burglary, even a house burglary. You know, one of the things that I grew up with overseas was write your serial numbers down. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed at how many gun owners out there, big ticket item owners out there, mm-hmm. that don't bother to take the time to take a photograph or write down the serial numbers of these items. Now, contrary to popular belief, there is not a gun registry in the United States. We can't just look up a serial number and then tell who bought it. So write your serial numbers down. That helps us out for our end game, and that's mm-hmm. finding the suspects when they try and go and pawn that item or anything like that. You know, other sad stories are, you know, cars broken into, houses broken into, and family heirlooms, jewelry were stolen. Of course, there's no serial number on that, so take photos. It's not like, you know, 20 years ago or maybe a little longer than that where you're using a 35 millimeter. You have access to that picture and that photo on your phone. Take photos of it, provide it to the investigator should that stuff be stolen, and we can actually search for it in the pawn shops around town. Even nationwide, we have access to pawn shop databases for the entire United States. So if an item with a serial number is reported stolen here and it's pawned in, let's say, Michigan, we get notified immediately that it was pawned up there. And likewise, they know up there that it's a stolen item.
Yeah.
So take photos. It's those precautions in the end game that, that helps us out, helps you out, recover your property. And another tip that I meant to bring up last time when we were talking about packages, you know, Christmas is here. You don't want these car hoppers or house burglars to see what you got. So let's say that you do get a 55-inch TV for Christmas.
Yes.
When you unpackage it, don't put the box out by the roadway and let everybody know.
Oh, it's an advertisement. It's a billboard. Guess what I have inside?
Yes, that you have a 55-inch television or, you know, that new PS5 that everyone, including myself, is trying to get.
Good luck. Ooh, that's hard.
So just, you know, take those precautions, but really write down the serial numbers. It is so important. We can track those and recover that property so much easier.
That's very interesting. You know, that was one of my questions, was about the database for the firearm. So that doesn't exist, but the pawn shops are able to be connected, and y'all are able to collaborate with them to see what's showing up. That is such a great point. Yeah, I've never,
I mean, it's a good idea to do that. That anyways. We live in a hurricane area, and so for insurance purposes, it's always nice to go through, take a video of your big items, take pictures of those serial numbers, and it makes it so much easier to deal with if you're unfortunate during a hurricane or any kind of natural disaster or anything like that, a flood in your home. You'll be able to report directly to the insurance company what you had, what serial number it was, too. So it's just a good idea to do anyways, but yeah, if you're a victim of a crime, it's a great idea to have that. I didn't even think about that. I actually had a friend that she thought her boyfriend might have been a victim of a car burglary. Turns out it wasn't. It was just a misunderstanding. But he thought he had had a couple items missing, and she had asked that question, you know, do you guys work? And I said, absolutely, we work with the pawn shops on that. But we need that info from you.
We had that same situation, and we were in you know, broad daylight. It was the middle of the afternoon, and I think my wonderful fiance, I think he forgot to lock the car. And I only say that because for once I didn't have the keys. It could have been my fault, but it, regardless, his backpack was taken, and inside of it was his work laptop, his Bose headphones, you know, just the stuff. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, do I have any pictures of you working on your laptop? Like something that would have a visual image. Because that was my first thought. I was like, well, we could reach out to the pawn shops. And but we hadn't gone that route with the serial number. So it's been a couple months now, but I'm kind of like, well, I wonder if we have those records somewhere, like the purchasing records that might, I don't know. He's already gotten another laptop at this point. But I could imagine for some people where like that's not an option. Or like you mentioned the family heirloom, you can't just go get another one. Having those photos is probably just, and now like, you put them on the cloud, they don't even have to stay on your phone.
Yeah,
just really seems like the easiest, no-brainer way.
It really is.
To track all of that and to help be as helpful as you can for law enforcement. So if someone has, you know, a report open, I know y'all, I'm sure we'll walk them through all the steps, but is that like pretty upfront in the process where you're asking, like, do you have photos? Do you have identifying information about the stuff that's gone?
We're always asking for that stuff because, it, like I said, it really helps out, especially with identifying the property, which leads back to the suspects, who isn't alone. That gives us the next suspect and the next bad guy, because it's a circle. We will, just like the burglaries that happened the other night, we'll catch those guys, and then the burglaries will stop for a little bit, and they'll run and hide. But then they're going to need money again, and they'll go back out it, you know, and start doing it again. So as soon as we start making arrests, it slows down a little bit, but then it goes, they start back up. You know, it's not the same group. It's several different groups, and just as Amber said, it is the entire county. They go everywhere. They go in the city, Century, Cantonment, you know, the west side, east side, it doesn't matter. They're going for where it looks like it's going to be easy to start car hopping.
And so that really is just why everybody needs to be vigilant, because the pattern is, it's everywhere.
And these videos that we get from homeowners that, you know, are able to get them from their home surveillance system, you'll see like one car pull up into the neighborhood and like 15 people get out sometimes. And then they just hit the neighborhood. They just immediately start walking to car to car to car, driveway to driveway, and they're pulling on these door handles, and it's crazy to see. And then you'll see immediately dome lights come on and some vehicles that are parked in the driveways, and you're like, oh, they got one.
Yep.
That's one. And sometimes, you know, I think we're very proactive as an agency. The door knockers Commander was talking about, sometimes people don't even realize that they've been victims of it. They have no idea that something was even stolen from their car was even, you know, looked through. But we're looking for leads, so we're looking for surveillance videos, so we go back out into those neighborhoods as soon as one's reported and start making contact with neighbors. So if we miss you, we make sure we put that door hanger on there, and then that might alert you to, hey, actually, you know, something is missing from my car and I didn't even realize it. So that is something that we try to do, is be very proactive with it, to kind of let you know, like, hey, you could have been a victim, but do you have home surveillance as well that could help us out?
Right. Who knows what you'll see if you look back.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be helpful, yeah, for your next door person.
Yes.
Yes, and we provide the thumb drives. You know, we're not asking the homeowner, the owner of the surveillance system, to spend their own money to help us out. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll give the thumb drive, leave it with you, just make a copy of it, and then call us, and we'll come and pick it up. But it really helps out.
So in our last few moments here, we've had covered a lot of good tips, good information. What would you say, I know we're talking specifically about car burglaries, but just as we're getting this much closer to Christmas and the end of the year, and maybe rent is due on the 1st and people are getting desperate, do you have any like kind of best practices, words of wisdom that you would want to share that we haven't talked about yet?
To avoid being a victim?
Yes.
Amber pretty much hit the nail on the head with her routine, using her as an example, before she gets out of the car, keys are in hand. That's a safety thing. That's just like when you're going out and shopping, as we talked about before, at the mall. Have those keys in your hand and write those serial numbers down. Do not afford somebody, a bad guy, to make you a victim.
No.
Keep that stuff hidden. And just do your best. Lock your doors and get your firearms out of the car.
Yes, bring your firearm in at night, lock it in your safe or where, you know, you keep it in your home, but make sure it's with you and not left alone and inside a vehicle. That's one of the biggest things. And that's one of the scariest things I think we have out there, is that, you know, it could get in the wrong hands, and that's what we don't want to happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And going off the other stuff that we had talked about too, you know, we worked a couple cases where 400 guns were stolen and we barely had maybe a dozen serial numbers.
Oh, wow.
And it happened to be a person that was out of town. So we talked about neighbors last time. Get with your neighbors, let them know that you're going out of town, switch that routine up, different lights and things like that, and just ask them to watch your house for you.
That's right. I mean, we all learned that, I would hope, in Home Alone.
If
your neighbors are around and timers on your life, things like that. But nothing replaces a true relationship and people looking out for you.
Yes.
All around the sides. And I'll tell you what, since our last conversation, anytime I'm shopping daytime, I don't really go out that much at night anyway, but making sure that's it. Keys in the hand. They're not bottom of the purse. I'm standing there with bags in my arms.
Don't get distracted on your phone, texting while you're walking to your car.
Yes.
You know, they're looking for people that look distracted, and then you become an easy victim to snatch a purse or a bag out of your hand because, you know, you're not paying attention to your surroundings.
That's it. And like we said, like 2020 has brought enough challenges.
Yes.
Oh,
we don't need to wrap up the year with, you know, an unfortunate situation. It makes me feel better to know that if that did happen, y'all are the ones on the other end of the line, though, that we have this caring, concerned sheriff's office that is here to help. And I love Amber too, that we have the elf and he's got the best practice or the safety tips for Christmas.
So keep following our Facebook page, and every day we're going to be releasing a new safety tip on there. And we hope some of it you just know already and you're already practicing, but maybe you'll see something new and you'll think, hey, I need to get that into my routine, or I need to start thinking about that.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. Well, thank you both so much for joining this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. What's next for you today?
We'll see what happens. You never know. Never know.
Very true. This close to Christmas. Well, I both hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you.